Audio 3.26.
Elżbieta Herezińska is one of the most popular authors in Poland. She has written several historical novels, including Harda, Królowa, Niewidzialna Korona, Korona Śniegu i Krwi. If you enjoy epic tales, you will not be disappointed. What were you like when you were 14? What did you want to become?
When I was 14, I kept changing my mind. I wrote radio plays, and I wanted to be a film director. But I was equally interested in forensic medicine. That's using medical knowledge to find out who or what caused someone's death. Examining dead bodies seemed incredibly fascinating. I also thought that being a soldier on a military mission would be a great thing to do in life. I was scared of working in an office.
What were your favourite books back then?
I just loved historical novels. I also liked young adult books and detective stories, but I read those very quickly just for fun and didn't think too much about them. I was a total bookworm.
How did you become a writer?
I graduated from the National Academy of Dramatic Art in Warsaw. One day, I was asked to read some passages from a book during a meeting with the Israeli ambassador, Shevach Weiss. The ambassador liked it so much that we started talking, and I decided to write a novel about his life. From then on, I haven't stopped writing.
Why did you start writing novels about Polish monarchs?
I love Polish history and the Middle Ages. Also, I've always been interested in the moment when the king leaves the throne room. Who is he then? What is he like? I missed exciting stories about Polish kings, so I decided to write them myself.
Who is your favourite hero from your books?
I like all of them. Mieszko I was a wise ruler and military leader and a great diplomat. Bolesław I the Brave was an excellent warrior and strategist. And his sister, Świętosława, became the most famous queen of Scandinavia. She was queen of Sweden, Denmark and Norway, and also of England for a short period of time. Those two were gossiped about for hundreds of years in the courts of Europe and were also written about in the Icelandic sagas.
Rumour has it that you don't really like King Władysław I, the elbow high. Why?
It's not that I don't like him. I just think that King Władysław was quite a rebellious hero. And as a politician, he made rather controversial decisions. Thanks to that, he's an excellent hero for a novel. But if I were his wife, I wouldn't put up with him for a week.
Can you imagine your novels on the big screen?
Of course, but not because they are my novels, but because film has the power to fire the imagination. I'd really like Polish history to be a living part of it.